CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has taken his time in Paris to deliver a speech at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Premier Li told the assembled audience that China remains the world's biggest developing country and development is still a top priority for the country. The Premier stressed that given the fact the world economy is still in recovery, the tasks of stabilizing economy, increasing employment, and promoting sustainable development remain challenges for China and every other country. Li Keqiang is on a four-day official visit to France, the first by a Chinese premier to the European country in nearly a decade. A new deal has been signed by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang for the purchase of 45 Airbus A330s. The deal has been inked as part of the premier's current visit to France. Li Keqiang has also met with his French counterpart, Manuel Valls, with the two agreeing to cooperation in various areas, including industry, infrastructure, and energy. China's top legislature has adopted a new national security law in its latest move to improve the legal framework protecting national interests. The law was passed by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress after a third reading. For the first time, China has included activities and assets in outer space, on the international seabed, and in polar regions in its security law. The top legislature has also endorsed a decision that Chinese officials shall pledge allegiance to the Constitution when taking their posts. The move aims to inspire state functionaries to be loyal to and safeguarding the Constitution. The emergency response measures are being put in place in Xinjiang amid the massive flooding in parts of the region. Tents, blankets, food, and about 17 million yuan in relief funds have been allocated for flood relief in parts of Xinjiang. Flooding across the region has destroyed nearly 20,000 houses and is affecting over 260,000 people. Some 24,000 people have been relocated as of Wednesday. The United States and Cuba have re-established diplomatic relations, announcing the opening of embassies in each other's countries. In making the announcement, U.S. President Barack Obama described the move as a historic step and a new chapter for U.S.-Cuba relations. According to the Cuban Foreign Ministry, the flags will be raised over the respective embassies later this month, with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expected in the Cuban capital. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has delivered an address to his nation, urging citizens to vote against a bailout proposal in a referendum on Sunday and promising a solution to the debt crisis. However, the chairman of the Eurogroup, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, says the group has decided to break off talks on Greece's financial bailout until after Sunday's referendum. Top American and Iranian diplomats are both reporting progress at the talks over Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif each commented in Vienna a day after a deadline for a final deal had passed. The sides agreed earlier this week to extend the June 30th deadline to July 7th. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his French counterpart, Laurent Fabius, are expected to rejoin negotiations in Vienna later today, along with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. The talks involve the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, Germany, and Iran. The number of identified Britons killed in the Tunisian beach attack has reached 29. A Royal Air Force flight to repatriate the bodies of those killed in the attack has returned 8 of the victims. The remaining bodies will be flown back to Britain in the coming days. Dozens of people, including foreign tourists, were killed last week when a gunman opened fire on a Tunisian beachside hotel in the popular resort of Sousse. Indonesia's president has ordered an in-depth investigation of the crash of a C-130 military plane in Medan. At least 142 people were killed in the crash, including all 122 on board and another 20 on the ground. The identification work is still underway. The Air Force has grounded its remaining 8 C-130Bs until investigators discover the cause of the crash. South Korean authorities have announced new visa rules in a bid to bolster its tourism sector, which has been heavily impacted by the MERS outbreak. Visa application fees are being waived for 3 months for group tours coming out of China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Cambodia. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.